The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. This is episode number 34, and we're going to be doing something a little special today with an interview with, well, I'm not going to tell you. Listen to this sound clip and see if you can figure out who it is.
How do you do to you and you? It's me. It's Ernest C.
I tell you what, if that sound clip didn't make you smile just listening to it, if you don't know that is Howard Morris. Ernest T. Bass himself is going to be here with us, and it's an interview I did back in 98 at MetaView in Tennessee. We did an event there, and I was able to interview him and some of the other cast members. You may remember on an earlier episode, I interviewed Bernard Fox, and during that interview, Howard Morris kept coming over and bothering us and interrupting us, kind of. Well, this is the same day, and I believe, and I can't remember, but I believe I interviewed Howard first. And then Bernard, so Howard was bothering us as I was trying to interview him. But, Howard Morris was a great guy. And before I get into that, let me go ahead and ask you to drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and support us. Support the show by buying stuff from Weavers, because they have all kinds of Mayberry things that you would enjoy having. And I just want to encourage you to spend your money at Weavers, because that helps support the podcast. Well, let's get back into talking about Howard Morris now. I'm going to tell you a few things you might not have known. His name was Howard Jerome Morris. He was born on September 4th, 1919. You may not have known this. He directed the black and white pilot for Get Smart, the old show Get Smart. Missed it by that much. He performed in the Army productions of Hamlet and Macbeth, believe it or not. And he was Carl Reiner's sergeant at the time. Carl Reiner was also performing in those. So that's a little bit of trivia for you. He directed the old McDonaldland commercials featuring Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, Mayor McCheese, and friends. You remember those if you're old enough. But he performed the voice of the Cheeseburglar. He did that for years. So, and he was also, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember this, but hopefully some of you can. Qantas Airlines, the Australian Airlines, he was the koala. So he was the voice of the koala for those famous commercials back in the 80s. And he was also the television's Adam Ant. You remember that? Up and Adam, Adam Ant. It was an old cartoon show. He was on there. And he was also, he did a lot of cartoon voices. He was on the Flintstones, the Jetsons. He did a lot of things like that. He did a lot of acting, a lot of directing, and you can see a lot of that by going to the Internet Movie Database and just searching for Howard Morris, and you'll find it. I'll have a link to that in our show notes. I don't want to go into all that, but I just want you to know some of those things. And I'm going to go ahead and play the clip now, and then after we come back from that, because it's only about a 3-minute interview, I'm going to give you a few more little bits of trivia, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Howard Morris. You made 5 appearances on The Andy Griffith Show.
I was in 5 shows.
And you also directed. You might want to just mention that.
I directed a couple of dozen Andy Griffith shows. While I was doing Ernest T, too, sometimes.
Oh, you directed ones you were
on? I directed one that I was on, and that's a weird feeling. Totally schizophrenic. That means 2 personalities.
I tell you what, would you like to call?
You don't know whether you're the director or the actor or what. So I hired a guy to say action and cut.
your other shows, you did. Tell about some of the other work you did before The Andy Griffith Show. That I'm sure people do remember.
I did the Dick Van Dyke Show and the Bill Dana Show. And I did a lot of shows and several movies. This is directing. And I acted in a lot of different things, too. In fact, the first directing job I did was the Dick Van Dyke Show. And Carl Reiner was responsible for that. He stuck his neck way out.
Did was the writing as good on some of the other shows as it was the Andy Griffith Show? Or
well,
they
the Dick Van Dyke Show was very bright and cheerful. Good show, good show. But the Andy Griffith Show was the best. It really was. For character and story and verbiage. And everything was very clear and cheerful and straightforward. And it represented a time in our nation's history which was quite different from now. Did you get that? Okay, that's important.
Is there anything else you'd like to just... is there any question in particular that people ask you a lot that you...
Yeah,
like
would
to...
you give me a kiss?
You hear that one a lot.
Yeah.
Do you hear, will you sign this rock and things like
all
that?
All the stuff I have to sign. The Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin, you know? It's wild.
That's great.
They bring me paper, they bring me toilet paper to write on. All kinds of stuff. Well, you'll see tomorrow night, then probably. I'll be sitting out here somewhere with pictures.
Do you enjoy that? I mean, do you enjoy still interacting?
I like the money.
But is it fine still having people that know who you are?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they interrupt you at wild times. And you get used to it. You can kind of anticipate. Like, I remember being out to lunch one day. This has had to be 20, 30 years ago. And I saw a guy shuffling, pulling out a pen and a piece of paper. And I said, hey, here we go, guys, get ready. And you're all set. And you know what you're going to be asked for. The guy came over and said, excuse me, gentlemen, I hate to interrupt your vittles, but is that or is that not baked Alaska that you are eating? He never asked about who we were or anything. No, just he was interested in the food. And you could hear the air go out of us. Got the kiss.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time. I don't want to keep
okay,
you.
Okay, my pleasure.
But I really appreciate
it.
I
lie about that.
Well, I can't tell you how special that was getting to just talk with him. That was early on when I started doing Floyd the Barber, started impersonating him. So, you know, the cast members were very kind to me. And, I'd been doing it about 4 years. So they'd gotten to know me a little bit. But at the time, I didn't really feel comfortable trying to get him to talk to me much more. Plus, we were trying to rehearse for the show the next night. So he was trying to get that done as well as just speak with me. And I really appreciate him taking the time to do that. You know, that was in 98. And then, you know, just I've got some things here in front of me. I was also able to go up and see him perform Love Letters with Betty Lynn up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, back in February 9th in 2002. And it was a lot of fun. There were only about 350 people at this thing. It was at Cross Creek Country Club in Mount Airy. And it was just very neat to see Thelma Lou, Betty Lynn, and Ernest T., Howard Morris, playing these other characters. And if you've ever seen Love Letters, there's some language in that play. Not really strong foul language, but there's some language. And Betty was supposed to actually have to say some of it. And basically she and Howard worked it out where she changed the words so that it was, you know, she said, I'm not going to say that, you know. So... And Howard worked with her. He was really a sweetheart. If you got to know him at all, he was very nice. And I can't say enough about him. Just how kind he was to me. And I should say, not just him, but his son David. David Morris has been a great friend, and I have so much and enjoyed getting to know them. And I run Mayberry.com, but I also run ErnestT.com, which is Howard Morris's real website. And I just want to read you a couple of things because Howard, you know, he passed away in 2005, but here's some notes. This was a note from him that he had sent to post on his website. It says, hi, I've had some trouble to report about me for 2003 and 2004. I spent a lot of time in the hospital dealing with the circus of doctors, nurses, medicines, needles, wheelchairs, visitors, pain, tears, and bad food. All of this stuff and more, still discharged. Dreaming of the outside, I became involved in remembering and reflecting on all the fans and your support. After all the years in the business, it's a privilege to be reminded of the joy and lovely remembering of all you guys. The happiness I get from your reminders of my performing in the past, I thank you and I love you always. Ernest D. Bass, a.k.a. Howard Morris. P.S. As of 9/28/04, I'm approaching full recovery. So he was excited about that. And then David Morris, his son, sadly, had to report this to us not too many months later. It says, "Dear friends, I have extremely sad news to report of my dear father, Howard, who suddenly passed away this afternoon, May 21st, 2005. He was without a doubt the most amazing father. In show business, Howard Morris, the star, was one in a trillion, a true genius, and an entertainment dynamo. So many greats in this business followed his career with incredible admiration and respect. I, for one, am one of his biggest fans. The Andy Griffith Show became a major part of my father's life. He appeared in only 5 episodes. Regardless, he made a permanent impression on so many people and was always amazed by and grateful for all the love and support of his fans that they gave to him. I shared with Howard every bit of mail that came in, so I know firsthand how important your cards, emails, and gifts were to him over the years. All I can really say now is that I miss him beyond words. Thank you for being there. Sincerely, David Morris." Folks, as I said, Howard Morris was a great guy. I miss him, and I was privileged to get to know him. After he passed away, actually, David, I got to actually visit David Morris at his home where Howard had lived, and that was a very great experience. But both David and Howard are some special people. So if you ever get a chance to see David, which, you know, he's been at Mayberry Days the last couple of years, and he's he dresses up a little bit like Ernest T, and wow, can he talk exactly like his dad is Ernest T. And he dresses up, and he's Ernest too, is what he says. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed that interview, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I want you to tell your friends about it and drop by next week. And in the meantime, drop by Weaver's Department Store and get anything you might need. Look on the website, because there's a few things. I'm almost done here, but I'm going to put a picture on the website of something very special I got. Before Howard passed away, he and David were planning to make a product where Howard would put his handprints in some concrete. And I'm going to put some pictures of that online, because I have one of those. Because since I was doing their website for me, they sent me a preview of it. And I don't think he ever made very many of them. I think mine's 3 or 4 is the number that's on it. And anyway, it's a very special thing, because everybody that comes to my house, they see that thing. And of course, what do? You have to go over and put your hands in those handprints and see if your hands are the same size as Ernest T's. You know, it kind of brings a tear to my eye thinking about it, but it's a very, very special thing to me. And I just want you guys to at least be able to see it and see what it's like. So, folks, thanks again for listening, and keep listening, and we'll keep doing these interviews, and maybe we'll do some more fun things. I've got several fun things down the pike that I've already got planned, and we'd love to hear from you. So drop me a line at floyd@mayberry.com or voicemail at 888-684-8415, or just leave comments on the website at mayberry.com/podcast. Folks, that's it for this week. And two chairs, no way. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save